You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki.
We want to say welcome back to our foodie friend, Lin Lee of Awfully Chocolate and Simpopo brand. So Lin, today you are focusing on a place right on your doorstep in the east, yeah?
Do you know that Katong Shopping Centre is one of those few old school looking malls? It was the hippest mall in Singapore, apparently in the Katong area in maybe the 60s and 70s. And it just hasn't changed. And I love going back. I used to use a tailor there and it's just such a blast from the past. So people may not realize this, but that food court in the basement, it's pretty hard to score a seat
when it's always packed.
And the school kids, and then I don't know, tuition centers. So we considered ourselves lucky. We were there on a Monday, I cannot remember why, and we managed to score a seat. I think that the chicken rice guy was closed on that day, and that's why we could get a seat.
That chicken rice is very famous and is very delicious and is good value for money.
So I'm not going to talk about him because he was close and I think he does very well. I'm going to talk about my favourite laksa Yong Tau Foo. So he's just the Yong Tau Foo stall in the corner, and I always order the Maggi Mee with the Yong Tau Foo, which I pick in his laksa broth.
Oh my gosh, my three favourite things: Yong Tau Foo, laksa gravy, and Maggi Mee all in one,
right?
I love it.
How can you be eating, you know, laksa in the land of Katong laksa? But it's different. You know, I don't want the laksa gravy to overwhelm because I'm actually eating Yong Tau Foo.
Yeah.
And I love it because his Maggi Mee is very al dente, which in Singapore ramen terms means extra, extra, extra hard.
Yeah. QQ, I like. Verging on crunchy, but lovely.
So that's why he's my go-to when I can score a seat in the basement food court of Katong Shopping Centre. Yeah, I also ordered the carrot cake, which is very yummy.
Carrot is a misnomer, right? It's actually the white radish that they use to make that jiggly cake that they cut up into cubes and fry.
But let me just mention why the carrot cake was extra good was he's got these giant shavings of, I think it's chai po, but it doesn't look like some commercial packet one, and it was just beautiful. And it was delicious because you know when the guys are doing packet stuff and when they're not. The name of his stall is the Wah Soon Kei Carrot Cake. And then that day, I noticed there was a new stall. I think this guy is relatively new because I've never seen him there before. It's called Ipo Taki San. I paid $5 for a Tai Lok Mee. He was selling other stuff, but that was the one I bought. And I don't think it's easy to find a really good one in Singapore because this is some Ipoh special, but my goodness. It basically looked like the thick, fat mee, brown gravy with the juicy prawns and the slivers of tender pork and intestines. I have not seen that before in one of these Malaysian black noodle style delicious. I really liked this. So when you're there, please try the Ipoh stall's Tai Lok Mee. I thought it was really good and to die for.
Yay. Okay, so definitely try Ipoh Taki San, and that's also in the basement of Katong Shopping Centre.
And then I hope you guys do very well among these famous stalls.
For more delicious details, visit our Gold 905 Facebook page and download the podcast on the free Me Listen app now. Lin Lee is the owner of Sinpopo brand and Awfully Chocolate. Check out their newly revamped flagship store in Katong, the Awfully Chocolate Bakery and Cafe, offering brunch, amazing dinner deals, and all-day dining, along with the usual luxe chocolate bakes and treats they're known for. Visit awfullychocolate.com for more info.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki. Because good friends share good food.